again, Power Hour Nation. It's Wayne Elliott here as your honored guest today from Canada. And joining me is Kevin Smith from Missouri. Kevin, how are you today?
Great. It's another great day in America, and it's even greater because the allergies have calmed down here. The harvest is almost completely in, so the allergies have died down.
They have started to back off. I've had hay fever myself, although there's still lots. I was golfing the other day. There's still lots of goldenrod and ragweed out there. But, yeah, it's coming to a close. Thanks for joining us today, folks. We're honored to be with you and appreciate you listening in and being with us, and always appreciate your support to the Power Mall. Maybe I'll start, Kevin, with the specials today so folks can get that over with, and then we'll go on to some news, and we do have a special guest today. So the specials at the Power Mall currently, 10% off REM Sleep and Tranquil. Great products, folks. Sleep issues, REM Sleep, there's nothing like it. Tranquil for anxiety issues, just a great formula, all natural and very effective. 10% off those. 10% off all the Strauss products, the Strauss Heart Drops in both flavors, the Kidney Support, Kidney Blood Pressure, the CardioCalm for the heart, for irregular heartbeat and damaged heart cells, the Smooth Oregano, just a great oregano product that is easy to take, tastes like spearmint, and it's approved for children and expecting moms, Kevin. So even those little babies growing inside the expecting moms, get the benefit of the powerful herb oregano as well. And finally, Cold Storm, great product for colds, both to help avoid them and from the feedback Strauss gets from customers, they've gotten over colds quickly, and many people said they get colds every year, and since taking the Cold Storm, they haven't had that issue. So Cold Storm also approved for expecting moms and children. So these are two formulas, the Cold Storm and Smooth Oregano, that the whole family can take, and all in the effort of keeping a strong immune system is what they're about. There's also 10% off the Iron Earth products. That's a great soil remineralizer, great soil pH stabilizer. And boy, the tests and the gardens here that we've done for the last 3 years, just an amazing product. And you won't believe the taste when you eat some veggies that are not grown with any chemicals. It's just, things taste the way they used to taste when we were young, Kevin, before they started all this genetically modified stuff and needing so many chemicals to keep them alive. So Iron Earth, if you grow a garden, your flowers will bloom 2 to 4 weeks earlier. Your trees will grow faster. Japanese maples and others that it was tested on, and the taste, because it's chemical-free, and it's really, if your soil doesn't have the minerals, folks, the vegetables can't take up the minerals from the soil, and therefore you don't get everything that nature intended you to have from those veggies. So Iron Earth on sale today, 10% off at the Power Mall. And this is two last chance specials, 30% off Optivita Silver Liquid, 10 parts per million, 16 ounce, 30% off at the Power Mall. And these silver products are great products, Kevin. I was instrumental in bringing the oxidized silver into Canada about 20 years ago, and I could tell you stories till the cows come home. They're in every one of our safety kits and emergency kits and first aid kits on ships and in our operations. What I've seen this stuff do with burns and wounds and affected eyes, and anytime I get dust in my eyes, it's the first thing I reach for is the silver solution. So 30% off today, silver liquid, great special. And 40% off the Ancient Minerals Magnesium products, 40% today. You can also get yourself a new T-shirt available at the Power Mall. They're very cool. I have a red and a white one, and made in the USA, high-quality shirts. So that's the specials for today. You can go online at thepowermall.com, or you can call in, and we'll give that number a little later, the telephone number. So thank you for your business. I know the Power Mall appreciates it very much, and it's how they're able, Daniel and Catherine, to bring you this program every day. because of your support for the Power Mall. Well, let's go on to some news, Kevin. You can start. How's that?
Sounds good. Michigan Supreme Court rules Governor Whitner's draconian COVID lockdown measures unconstitutional. The Michigan Supreme Court struck down a 1945 law that Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer had been using to keep the state in lockdown since April. Thank God some states are waking up, because under the Constitution, these governors don't have the power to do this. They're just doing it out of, you know, without the constitutional backing. So thank God for a wake up, and hopefully it'll go across the country. Because I don't know about in Canada, but New York is starting to lock down again. And some other states are starting to lock down again. So
they're talking about it here in Canada as well, Kevin, with They're talking about it here as well, with between schools and certain businesses and restricting hours. And I'll tell you, I'm of the belief that a second round, never mind a second wave, we can talk about that a little more in a minute, but the second round of shutdowns is just going to produce a ton more bankruptcies and business failures. People that managed to survive the shutdown this past winter and spring, maybe hanging on by a hair, by the skin of their teeth, and a second shutdown will just finish off so many more. Not only did Canada have its record day yesterday or the day before in new cases, there was some 2,400 new cases, but got to say that the death count has pretty much flatlined, Kevin.
Same here.
It's pretty much flatlined. You know, they're much looking after the older people and those at highest risk in the hospitals, nursing homes, and so forth. Let's face it, the elderly are most at risk to start with, especially if they're at or near the average age that we make it to in this part of the world, 74 or 75. And not only that, but of course, pre-existing conditions. And I think we spoke the last time about that, pre-existing conditions. And of course, the missing numbers, much of the missing numbers where they show the infected number, the number of deaths from and with COVID, and then they show the recovery numbers, and there's a missing 3 million Americans. Well,
I
of course, many of them are better, and the government only keeps track so long, but we can't forget the people who have a pre-existing serious condition but are not yet aware of it. That's cancer that kills 9.5 million people a year, so there's 9.5 million people going to die next year of it as well. Heart disease kills more. The last show I was on just a half an hour ago, the doctor said that people with heart disease have a 13.2% chance of being killed by COVID, with COVID. It's not that the COVID kills them, it's the fact that they have this serious heart condition. Diabetes, it was, I believe, 10.2%. It's a very serious ailment. High blood pressure, hypertension was 9-point-something%. And respiratory issues, lung issues, respiratory issues was, I think, 8.4 or 7.4% death rate with these pre-existing conditions and then contracting COVID. So, you know, it's all those people that have not yet been diagnosed and are not even aware that they have an issue coming, perhaps diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, cancer. You know, it's a process, as we discussed before. You don't, your first cells don't start dividing today unevenly and you know you have cancer this afternoon. You know, when we recognize something's not right or we don't feel right, we'd go to the doctor, Kevin, and then it's discovered. So there's all those people that have these things developing in them that are not diagnosed yet. So you know, this, and of course, a weak immune system leads to so many of these things and leaves us susceptible if our defense department's weak. That's where I believe these numbers are scaring people so badly, when healthy people are getting it. You know what else is interesting, Kevin? I don't know how many people get influenza B every year, but that don't have symptoms. I just have no idea. I don't know if that statistic even exists, but most people that get the regular flu or influenza B have symptoms. I've had it, and of course you feel terrible with it. I find it interesting so many people are asymptomatic or have no symptoms with this COVID. So I just find that interesting. It seems to me there's more people that don't have symptoms with COVID, certainly, than with influenza B. So, it, you know, to try and put it in perspective, you know, if the figures were not skewed and people weren't trying to scare us, the media, maybe we would have a much better handle on the true facts and maybe be much less scared. I don't know.
Well, as far the figures that I heard, it's 0.006 or somewhere around there. And that's about as close to getting hit by lightning. So, I mean, the chances of you dying of just COVID are very slim. I'm not afraid of getting hit by lightning. I don't know if you're afraid of getting hit by lightning, but I'm sure not. That's the way I think about that, you know?
Yeah, they're claiming that it's 0.9%, which is less than 1%, and I think it's far less, personally.
Yeah, I think I heard 0.006. That's minute, you know, and that's just about this what lightning is. People dying from lightning strikes, so the chances of you going by that are very, very small, you know.
They are, but they sure got us convinced. They sure got us convinced that that we're all in grave danger.
That it kills 20%. You know, they got us convinced, or they're Chicken Little. Remember when the sky is falling?
Right, right.
Yeah, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. Well, that's what they're doing with this COVID. They're hyping it up, wanting to shut down and destroy everybody's business, so the big corporations can take over and bring in the one world government.
It's hard to say. I've yet to been able to figure out, assuming there's some morality in the world, out just why, you know, why it's being reported as it is, Kevin. What's the benefit to scaring so many people? And where are we going with this?
Yeah, they want us to bring us into a one world government. That's exactly what they want. They want everybody vaccinated. That's what they're talking about vaccinating everybody on the planet and 7 million. I think it's 7 or 70 million people. Gates said that are going to die from the vaccines, but it's important. We have to get it done. You know.
Yeah, they, I think what the prediction was 2 million or about double the deaths they've claimed from COVID, which...
I know. It's insane.
I swear, it's not from COVID, it's with COVID.
It's with COVID, yep. And then they want to put that tattoo in it so you can buy and trade in bitcoins. And if you don't obey, they can hold your money back, you know? So, I mean, this is a takeover. This is my opinion, it's a... total takeover, and they want us all slaves. So I'm not gonna do it, and I hope the 90% of the people aren't gonna do it.
Yeah, well, I hear you there. I you know, it'd sure be better if 90% less people were so afraid.
I know,
Kevin. And,
I know. Well, yeah, you listen to the TV; they're hyping it up all the time. You know.
Yeah.
You always hear, oh, another 20,000 got infected. Oh, another 15,000 got affected over here. Another 100,000 got affected over there. But you never hear anybody dying from it, you know?
No, and the good news is nobody likes to get the flu. Nobody even likes to get a common cold. But the good news is we're, you know, every day we're heading closer towards herd immunity. And that is nature's way, of course, yep. Is to be naturally immune from it. And I got news for you, Kevin. You don't do that hiding in your house. You know, you don't even do it wearing a mask. You do it out there among it in nature. I mean, we're exposed to bacteria and viruses every single day of our life. If you go dig in the garden, there's lots of them there. Out in the beach, you know. And that's what our immune system is for, to protect
that's
us.
Right.
We're made from some viruses and bacteria.
That's
it's part
right.
of our DNA.
Yeah, that's the way you build your immunity, is to get exposed to these bacteria and viruses. And so your immune system could start working and get strong.
Yeah, and how many people of the CDC and WHO claim that between 290,000 and 650,000 people in the world die with influenza B every year? That's the range. I guess a bad year is up to you. But how many of them do you believe don't have pre-existing serious conditions, Kevin?
Not many. Everybody does, to a certain extent, you know?
Yeah, even if it's just a terrible, weak immune system from the worst
That's
kind
right.
of diet, packaged foods,
yep.
you know,
That's right.
GMO foods, high salt foods, low fat, where they add refined sugar instead. Take out the fat, but add sugar. So low fat
That's
foods
right.
make you fatter. Just as simple
yep.
as that. So
Americans
if you have a terrible weak immune system, I got news for you. You're more susceptible to a common cold, to a virus, to cancer, to just about everything, Kevin.
Yeah, our food in America is horrible here too. You know, all that packaged food that you just pull out of the freezer and throw it into the oven. That's just nothing but chemicals, you know. It's not good for you. It's probably worse for you taking that stuff.
Well, and our fresh foods, too, fruits and veggies.
Yeah, I know it makes you fat, and your teeth are soft, and also arthritis is rampant in America, and obesity is rampant in America. Everything is rampant in America, you know?
No. Well, you bet, and what's supposed to be best for us, the fruits and veggies, have got so many chemicals on them today.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was saying with the Iron Earth there about the special power Mo's got. This is something else. It's chemical-free, 100% natural, no additives. And, boy, can you taste the difference in the veggies, Kevin.
Yeah.
I've had everything from kale. We've had some of the best tomatoes we ever had, ever tasted. The cucumbers, the peppers, just wonderful. And you certainly notice the no-chemical taste. There's just no question about it.
Well, you know, fruits and vegetables have a taste using that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's got good flavor.
Yep. Yeah, it's not meant to be. It's not nature's way. If it was nature's way, we would have some natural chemicals that we had used all along or that nature provided. But it's not. These are all man-made chemicals, every single one of them.
Yeah, and man-made seeds.
Including all the pharmaceuticals that we take, Kevin.
Absolutely.
All man-made chemicals, right?
Yeah, and who knows
Which,
what they put in them.
In their defense, they don't claim to heal or cure anything, which is good because they don't say they do. They've kind of rigged the game, in my opinion, because it's illegal to use the word cure. You cannot say that. You can't claim something cures something, some ailment. And I believe that's why, because the pharmaceutical companies and their drugs don't claim it.
That's right.
Because they can't. It's scientifically impossible, Kevin. You can't fix your car with 2x4s and plywood either.
Yeah.
Can't do
they
it.
They just treat the symptoms. That's all they do is just treat the symptoms, and they want you to come back every month to get your prescription to treat the symptoms. They do nothing to heal you, you know, make you well again, for the most part. Let's put it that way, for the most part.
That's right. So, anyway, it's It's a good thing. My grandma always told me, long before I ever met Jim Strauss, grandma would say, if it's not natural, it's not good. And, you know, she meant that right across the board, really. You know, and then I guess about 70 years ago, we started with the first pharmaceuticals. I think the aspirin was the first one. Interesting, Kevin, that nature's pain reliever, white willow bark, is in aspirin. Mm-hmm. I've always wondered, why did they add the chemicals, the stuff that hurts your stomach?
Yeah. Now they have to put something in there to...
Maybe that helps get the price up, right? The ingredients list, and whether it's good for you or not, helps get the price up.
Give you ulcers so they can sell you some other product for your ulcers, you know?
Yeah, geez, my dad was on some pills for his back, and they were so powerful that he had to take a pill for his stomach because these pills were so... I can't tell you what it was, I just don't even recall, but... they were so tough on his stomach, he had to take pills to try and protect his stomach. And years ago, they came out with a pill called, I remember the name of it, Tagamat was the first. And my dad loved it because he would take these pills and not have heartburn or indigestion that he always had from certain foods. And I remember back then, I said to my dad, you know, that's great that you don't suffer those, but the pill doesn't claim to make these foods right for you. It's just masking the pain.
Yeah. What else?
Masking the symptom. Okay, folks, we have a break now coming up, and when we come back, we have a special guest today. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Welcome back, folks. Wayne Elliott here in Canada, in the North Shore of Lake Erie. A beautiful sunny day, a little cool, but a beautiful day just the same. And Kevin Smith in Bloomfield, Missouri.
Wayne.
Yes.
Any fish in that lake?
Oh, you bet. Perch and pickerel, or as you Americans call them, walleye. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Do you go fishing at all out there?
It's just something I always wanted to try and take up, and I've never done it yet, Kevin. I do want to try fishing one of these days.
You know, when they open up the border, you got to invite me up. We can go fishing. I'd love that.
You bet. We got a tugboat, too. I can take you right out in the middle of Lake Erie to go after the pickerel, too, the walleye.
Excellent. Excellent. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely do that. Big fishing industry here on Lake Erie for those two freshwater fish, perch and pickerel, or walleye, as they're called. Pretty good tasting fish. People love them.
How about the PCBs up there? I heard those lakes were pretty polluted. Did they take care of that problem?
Well, the upper lakes are pretty clean, you know, thanks to time and Mother Nature. There was a time you could darn near walk across Lake Erie because all of the factories, chemical plants, steel mills used to discharge their waste right into the lake. Well, because of Niagara Falls and the Niagara River, the all the upper lakes dump into Lake Ontario over the falls. And so Lake Ontario still has issues with mercury. They say that you should only eat, I forget how much it is, but very little of the salmon caught there because of mercury content and, you know, cysts on the side of the fish and all the rest of it. We've sure done a good job of pooping where we eat in this.
Oh,
I think
boy.
Humans are the only species that's done that, Kevin, but we've done a good job of it, didn't we?
We sure did. You know, Detroit's like that. A lot of our major cities are like that, you know. It's terrible.
Yeah, and then you've got China and India making about 90% of the world's new steel now. And boy, oh boy, you can see the air in parts of China. It's yellow colored.
I know, they wear masks. They got to,
yeah.
You know, you think they're wearing masks because of COVID. No, they're wearing a mask because of the air pollution is so bad.
Oh, they've been wearing masks, for example, in Bangkok, Thailand for 20 years because there's no emission controls on the cars and buses and the little motorcycle taxis, and it is a choker. I'll tell you, I was there 1985, and it was horrible then. just the exhaust from the buses and the cars and the tuk-tuks, they call them, the motorcycle taxis.
Was it in like a little gully or something so that it never cleaned out unless a big old storm came in?
No, it was just the generating of pollution, Kevin. I was over there because we were, in those days, selling used steel, including ship plate, to Thailand for re-rolling. They cut it into strips, heat it up with gravity-fed bunker C furnaces. So these little re-roll shops, the black smoke would just bilge out the top like U.S. steel in the 40s and 50s, you know. Just terrible. And they make rebar out of it, you see, and...
So they can throw anything in it.
Yeah, there's. I'll never forget going out in the river off of Bangkok where our ship would come in and unload the cargo, and went out there in one of these hired boats, and the color of the water was like Guinness beer, Kevin, and we were extra careful not to fall in. Once we rode past a bald dog that was floating there, it was just horrible pollution. They haven't done much about it. I mean, China is making some serious efforts, but, you know, you heard of closing the barn door after the horse left, and that's kind of what it's like. I mean, China makes 8 times more steel than the United States every year.
Well, hopefully we'll catch up.
Well, you used to be the leader. Japan and the U.S. were neck and neck for the world's leader in steel making. Now, China makes 8 times as much as either country, and of course they're not near as advanced in that respect as Japan or United States or Canada. And you know, there's no excuse for it. Chinese labor is still well under $1 an hour, so you know they can manufacture these environmental devices, bag houses, and so forth, scrubbers on the stacks, and so forth. They can manufacture them much cheaper than we can here in America or in Europe. So there's really no excuse. It's just a disregard for the environment. And a couple of our teammates were in China a few years back, and it was humid there. And they said it was disgusting, the particulate that stuck to their skin each time they came in from outside. From being out touring facilities and that, they'd have a shower right away because there's actually pieces of particulate that would stick to their skin when it was humid and it was sweaty out, you know?
Yeah.
So, and there's no glass wall that stops that pollution from traveling around the world in the jet stream. And so we all get to enjoy it, you know, and I'm saying that sarcastically, of course. But it's a real problem. And of course, world leaders continue to meet. They continue to have summits. The last one in Canada, Vancouver, Canada, cost Canadians $1.2 billion for all these big shots to come. Figure nothing out. Don't do anything positive. I don't know why they can't, with the technology today, Kevin, stay in their own offices on Skype or Zoomer or one of these technologies and stay there till they come up with some plans, you know. In Canada, I guess they don't
want that.
I guess not. In Canada, they instead of, I mean, we've got some pretty serious regulations, that's for sure, but they have these carbon credits now, and which I take it, I don't claim to have a full understanding, but it's like buying your way out.
Yeah, you can cheat.
Yeah, you can buy credits from another company or another industry or pay for them, and you can pollute, you know.
Yeah, planted a tree, so I'm going to be able to pollute this whole next month, you know, some stupid stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's, you know, there's plenty of problems in the world. There's no doubt about that. We don't have any shortage of problems, and, you know, it's just discouraging. How little headway we're making with some of these very important issues, and countries not signing on to certain treaties and conventions, you know, starting with the Basel Convention. I remember years ago, I was a unpaid consultant to Canada's member to the Basel Convention, and in those days, old ships were
were a hot topic because, you know, North American and European firm shipping companies would send their old ships to Asia. You know, Taiwan used to be the biggest ship scrapping country. Then they had two serious accidents and killed a couple of hundred men, burned up half of them, and killed a bunch of other men when a ship rolled over in a dry dock, just being done wrong. But since then, you know, India is the world's leading shipbreaker. Bangladesh is second. And Turkey, I believe, is third. But these are all low-paying areas. Workers are very low paid. In Bangladesh, it's cents per hour. I think women get between 7 and 9 cents per hour. Mm-hmm. There's no protective equipment, and there's no protection for the environment. And
now the pollution, I seen a documentary on it. The pollution is just through the roof there. Everybody, people are getting all sorts of strange diseases and growths on their body. It's just insane.
Yeah, and the asbestos and so forth, PCBs. And, and so the argument back then, back a long way, whatever, 40 years ago, was, no, we're not exporting asbestos and PCBs and heavy metals and lead-based paint and mercury and gauges. We're exporting ships. These are just a part of the ship. So because Basel Convention had no enforcement teeth, there's never, you know, it didn't get anywhere. So now I was an unpaid consultant to Canada's member of the Hong Kong Convention. And, they've done a better job, and there's supposed to be some enforcement teeth, but a country has to sign on to it, of course, for it to apply. And what ship owners do is they just change the flag. They change in other words, a ship that's registered in Canada or the United States, you just have to change it to what they call a flag of convenience, you know, Lampoon Poonie or somewhere where there is no rules. And then the ship doesn't have to abide by Canadian or American law. They abide by the law of one of these lawless areas that don't have any of these rules. And that's how they've continued to get away with such practices. As many billions as is spent around the world by governments and meetings and all this other stuff, we haven't made much headway on it. And it's ironic with COVID, Kevin, with so many less airplane flights, hundreds less cruise ships running, I suppose less public transit altogether when people were at home and working from home and so forth, losing their jobs. It's been a plus for the environment. The air is much clearer. So who knows if this COVID wasn't Mother Nature counting on our fear of shutting everything down. Mother Nature sometimes acts in strange ways, but you can't beat it. And I think that's what we're trying to do today with our reaction and some of the government actions to coronavirus. We're trying to beat nature, and you just can't do that. You won't win. Nature's all powerful. Try and stop a tsunami. You know, you just can't do it. Anyway, on the topic of corona, we have a special guest today, Mr. Jim Morgan. He is director of human resources and administrator for a group of environmental companies. And Jim's a former soldier with the Canadian Forces, former superintendent of the local Niagara School Board. And so he has a great deal of experience with government and all these kinds of things. But we're going to talk to Jim because he's got some hands-on experience with COVID outbreaks. Jim, are you there? Welcome to the Power Hour.
Wayne, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Just got to say hi to Kevin, who I met probably a year ago. So hello, Kevin, down in Missouri.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, he's doing fine. Kevin asked how you're doing.
I'm doing fine, Kevin, and that's great. So it's nice to say hello.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Jim, you are Director of Human Resources and Administrator for a group of environmental and recycling companies. And you have just recently, after all this while, had an outbreak in one of the companies that you help manage. 10 people, was it, infected?
Yeah, it's 10 people. It's been an interesting experience, to say the least. We started back in March, and we went 7.5 months with absolutely no issues. That's when we, developed a policy. We encouraged people to 6-foot distancing, hand wash, hand sanitizer, and hand cleaning all high-touch surfaces. So I think it just goes to show, we did all the right things, and here we are 7.5 months later. We're just coming to the end of an outbreak in one of our companies where up to 10 people were tested positive. And we've been working through that with the individuals and with our local public health unit. So that's been interesting.
And Jim, is it true that none of these folks actually got ill?
None of them were seriously ill. Some experienced very mild symptoms, but from all the employees I've talked to since we've started to call them back to work, nothing serious at all. A lot of the employees at the direction of public health got tested and were tested negative. And they can't wait to get back to work. And like I say, we've been calling them. We've got the first group back already. We got another group coming back early next week, and by mid next week, we'll have everybody back.
But you know what else is kind of interesting, Jim, is that, and you correct me if I'm wrong, these people work amongst hazardous waste, heavy metals, lead, mercury, cadmium, lithium, every day. This is what they do, and they wear respiratory protection and personal protective gear every minute that they're at work. Is that correct?
Yes. In the plant, they certainly wearing, Tyvek suits, respirators, full PPE. In the warehouse, we've been maintaining social distancing. They've been wearing masks. They've, got hand sanitizer, cleaning. So it's an environment which is a hazardous environment, so which you're already paying attention to safety for protection from the hazardous materials in the environment. But, the COVID with the community spread speaking to public health, that's what they believe, and it originated in the community, not at work. And somebody comes to work and passes it from one person to the next. And that's what we believe what happened. But it's it's a safe environment. Like I say, nobody's experiencing anything but mild symptoms, and we're getting back on track as quickly as we can.
It's it's interesting to me. It just really goes, Jim, to we cannot be as safe as what we're trying to be just now in the world, can we?
No, I think you can put every effort in, whatever the hazard is, whether it's an environmental hazard or COVID or flu or common cold, you can put every measure into place, and yet you can't protect yourself 100%. You can use your common sense, I think is the greatest defense of people using their common sense, following the guidelines. And we got great employees, and they've done that for 7.5 months. We protected ourselves, but one issue, and it's just had an impact, but we've worked through it, and we're going to be successful.
Jim, it's kind of like the restaurants, for example. I've said in the past that waiter or waitress could be in a spacesuit like the astronauts. I mean, just completely protected themselves. But when they go from table to table, you know, we just can't truly be 100% safe. I mean, a waiter or waitress could carry, I suppose, that virus. They may not get it themselves wearing all the protective gear, as I say, even if they wore a spacesuit, but going from table to table, you know, there's that chance. And public transit in the schools, I mean, it isn't necessarily happening as in the case of your company. It's not, maybe not often happening actually at work. It's being picked up elsewhere, as you alluded to earlier.
Yeah, and I think I heard you and Kevin talking earlier, and then I think you've talked about it in previous shows too, about common sense and what's practical and trying to balance what business needs to do to stay open with public safety. And, you know, where is that right balance? And that's a tough decision to make. I mean, you can't close down all restaurants. I think you've talked about before, you know, the economic damage and the fact of how much this is going to cost the economy. And where's the right balance? And I think that's what people are struggling with, because we can't shut everything down. We're an essential business. We were declared by the government to be an essential business because we handled hazardous waste. We can't shut down essential businesses. That doesn't make sense. So I think you do the best that you can do, and it is in the community, and you try to protect yourself as best as you can.
No, you bet. You bet. It makes perfect sense. But it, by the same token, with all the fear that seems intentionally we've been exposed to, all the fear, the numbers, the way they're being reported, all of this business is, you know, it's just not working out for us. And this second wave that they've talked about, you know, even that can be misinterpreted, like the virus is gaining ground or it's getting stronger and, boy, the second wave will be worse than the first. What it really comes down to is, in my opinion, I don't know whether you agree or not, Jim, but it you know, things have opened back up largely, even if they're restricted hours or restricted seating. And we are doing more than when we're more active than when they shut down Canada and the U.S., and so you would expect that, just as you would with a common cold or anything else. Do you agree?
I think you make a good point there, Wayne, you know, about first wave, second wave. And I think, again, you and Kevin mentioned earlier, yes, infection rates, we might be in the second wave because of the volume of infection rates. But certainly, you know, my experience is, you know, just from our employees, mild symptoms. But you guys mentioned the death rates way down. And so I think that speaks to, you know, what is the data really showing? You know, how do people interpret that data? What does that mean? How do you turn that into information? And what decisions do you make from that? So I think, you know, from your previous discussions, you're absolutely right.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, but these workers at your plant that became infected, I would say they're mostly under 50 years old, and they have very active physical jobs, don't they?
Yeah. Again, you know, I think their age is a factor. They're healthy. You know, they're active. You know, they have active social lives. They have active physical lives. They're at work. It's a physical job. Not a lot of them smoke. You know, so they're healthy people, and they lead healthy lifestyles. And I think that contributed to the fact that they experienced mild symptoms because they look after themselves. And, you know, the mild symptoms may be a result of that. And I'm, you know, we're really fortunate that nobody experienced any complications.
Well, another of the companies that your administrator and human resources director is the company's shipbreaking operations. And again,
those fellows are exposed to all the heavy metals, largely in paints, lead-based paints from these old ships, PCBs, asbestos like crazy in the older ships. So, you know, these companies that you represent, they may be a bit on the lucky side because they're already protecting against this kind of serious thing. I mean, mercury, lead, and cadmium, very serious to ingest in our bodies, the things that can happen to us. So you were probably pretty well perched to protect against this in the first place, wouldn't you say, in your operations?
Yes, I think so. I mean, we've got a good health and safety system. You know, people are certainly aware with the amount of training that we do, both annually and when we hire new employees, about how to protect themselves, about what to do. We also run a surveillance program for lead and mercury, which involves blood and urine tests. So people's knowledge, I think, and the employees' knowledge is quite considerable about the health and safety aspects of the job. And I think that certainly contributes, that base general knowledge contributes to an individual's actions and common sense when dealing with the COVID.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.